You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some.
Beware, I live. IGN GameScoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. With me this week is Greg Miller.
Scoop!
Brian Altano is here. And Christine Steimer.
I don't have one of
those. This is a problem a lot of people have.
Well, no, she's on Girl Fight. Isn't Girl Fight's thing boobs?
I'm unlocked too. I'm bleep.
What's unlocked? Is that really? No. That's the unlock noise? I gotta start listening to this show.
they say boobs on Girl Fight?
That's we just used it. To. We have not boobs. In a long, long time. Mm. That was like at the very beginning of the podcast.
Oh,
so that's about a year ago.
Good way to keep people listening.
I haven't listened in a while, I guess. Once I was on it, I was like, peace.
Greg and I just had lunch with a giant video game publisher.
Are we allowed to say who it was?
I don't know. That's why I said giant video.
Let's just say it rhymes with pumpkin.
Did you? What?
And
Dumpkin.
Oh, damn it. Dumpkin Games.
I love Dumpkin Games.
We're just making plans to cover one of next year's biggest games in over the next few months. So
we're at Burger Joint.
Yeah.
So if you saw
so if you were at Burger Joint, you might have overheard some of that stuff. No.
I looked around. Tim Schafer wasn't there this time.
Speaking of next year's biggest games,
uh-huh.
We finally got confirmation. Borderlands 2.
Yay!
Yay!
Also, Tara.
Jeez, Greg.
I said meh.
What? You didn't like Borderlands?
I liked it all right. I'm not super pumped.
I loved that game.
I know you did.
It was cartoon Fallout.
Yep.
Yeah.
I played real Fallout.
We all needed that.
I beat Fallout. The New Vegas was the exact same effing thing.
Yeah.
I like Fallout.
I did not.
Just say you don't.
I'm not going to say that, Steinberg.
I did not beat Borderlands, not because I didn't love it, just because I just got sidetracked. And it's so long. And I was playing by myself, so.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
happened to me.
I need to be an early adapter this time so that there are actually people.
Wait, did that happen to all of us? Did we all start playing alone and then end up not finishing it?
Yes.
Yeah, there were way too many side missions in that game.
Great game, everybody.
I still loved it.
I still loved it too. In my mind,
I'm going to go back and finish it someday, but I'm also going to go back and finish Just Cause 2 and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Liberty City Stories.
Did you even start Brotherhood?
Yeah, I started.
Damon, you should finish all those games in your mind.
I think so.
And not actually. Just be like,
shut your eyes for a second and say you. Yeah.
Can I have?
Just close your eyes.
You guys don't mind if I take a moment? Okay.
No.
Finish them.
There you go.
It's you.
All right, I'm caught up.
A winner is you. Congratulations.
Go watch all the YouTube endings at the end of this one.
Borderlands 2 is set to be released during Take Two's fiscal year 2013, which begins April 1st.
I hope that they launch on April 1st.
2012. I'm sorry, Christine.
But I hope that it launches on April 1st.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect that.
I would like that to happen. Make that happen.
All new characters, skills, environments, enemies, weapons, and equipment. So it's a sequel. It's a game.
Yes. Wow, it has all new of the old things.
Who wrote that article?
Jim Riley.
Did he embed the Dave Klayman Borderlands video?
Failed opportunity.
Problem? God, Jim.
Greg Miller, if any of our viewers haven't seen our Borderlands Dave Klayman video, what should they search for to find it?
Borderlands, pretty much the perfect... Oh, there you go. That is it.
What was it called?
Call of Duty is for sissies.
That's Call of Duty? That's what the video is called?
No, I can't remember exactly what
it was. Am I allowed to use my phone and check?
You can take out your phone and find it.
Part of the video caption at some point, but I'm not entirely sure.
Now,
I'm going to check email.
Borderlands 2 is going to be at Gamescom. I'm going to be at Gamescom, so I'll get to check it out there. It's also going to be at PAX, so any of our listeners that are going to be at PAX can plan to check out Borderlands 2 there with Greg and I, maybe.
Yeah. We do that stuff. We hang out. We're going there to... I'm going there just to party with fans and just to be on their podcast and just to go to demos with them. I'm not going to write anything except my blog like I did last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get Panda. I'm going to end up shaving in a sports bar like I did last time.
Gross.
You shaved in a sports bar?
Yeah, I was very hungover and Mizzou was playing, so I was going to meet Javi Rodriguez and another fan down at a sports bar, and I pulled it together. It was so hard to pull myself together that day that I just packed my razor in my pocket and went there and got a table and ordered wings, and then I went to the bathroom and shaved in the bathroom.
Why even worry about shaving, though?
Because I was about to be videotaped and interviewed and photographed by a bunch of other people throughout the day.
I thought you said that you shaved in a sports bra. Actually shaved a bra into your chest.
I don't have to worry about the girls bouncing around that much. I'm all right.
I think you should try that for PAX this year. Just shave a bikini onto yourself.
That's interesting.
Either you keep the hair as the part, or
no, I keep the hair as the part.
Yeah,
everything else would go away.
A bikini.
This is getting gross.
I don't know if I don't think my hair would wrap around my back though enough to actually pull it off.
Well, you could just take the hair that you shaved off. And
Steiner, don't be gross.
We'll just get like a reversible tape.
Anyway,
Greg,
we have a lot of stuff planned at PAX.
We
do. I don't know if we want to get into all that now.
Sure. But, we're allowed to promote the main thing.
Yeah. So we have a panel.
Yes.
A live GameScoop panel at 1:30 p.m. on Friday of the show.
Okay.
And then there will be a meet and greet that evening. We'll have details later, closer to the show and all that. Right?
Yes. You're nailing it. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
And then Saturday night, I'm DJing 10 p.m. at Temple Billiards for the official PAX after party with a bunch of other dubstep DJs.
Nice.
It'll be great.
Can't wait.
Plan to be there. We are going to get totally Panda. Greg, there's for Batman Arkham City.
Yes.
There's some pre-order costumes.
Correct. A whole bunch of cool pre-order costumes in the UK.
In the UK.
They've all those retailers have announced if you pre-order there, you get this costume, that costume kind of thing. A different skin for Batman to wear. And they are all awesome, but there are no details on them all coming to the US yet. My top three are Batman Beyond. Well, that's number three.
So,
number
which
two.
Which one on that picture is
this
Batman
is the
Beyond?
Thing. See,
Dark Knight Strikes.
Some people were commenting, IGN reader Insomniac J.
Uh-huh.
He's commenting on this article. Can someone explain to a person that doesn't really follow Batman closely or comics in general what the fat and old one is all about? I don't think a lot of people know who all these Batman
are. That's one of the greatest
are.
Comics of all time, The Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing story about Batman. You know, he got old.
The Frank Miller one?
Yeah, Frank Miller. He gave it up, came back, and he looks awesome. He's old. He kicks Superman's ass at the end of it. A lot of people point to that and why Batman could beat Superman. Even without that, Batman could beat Superman.
I guess I didn't realize he was fat and old.
He's not fat. I mean, he's just really...
He's really
yeah,
big.
He's big. Yeah, it's not so much that he's overweight. He does not look like me running around out there. An older version of Greg Miller running around out there.
Now, who's the Batman with the black suit and the red bat symbol?
That's Batman Beyond. That's the future. That's Terry McGinnis. That's Batman from the future. You see, eventually what happens to Bruce Wayne is that he gets old as well in this one. And he makes that new Batman suit. It's all high-tech and whatever. And he's fighting this goon. And the tables get turned. And he kicks the gun away from the goon. And he picks up the gun and points it at the goon. And the goon, Batman has that moment of, he could kill him right there. But Batman, of course, doesn't use guns because his parents were murdered. So he freaks out and gives up being Batman. And then Terry McGinnis eventually stumbles upon it. And Bruce Wayne, mentors him as he becomes Batman.
This is what I was just going to say. I'm so amazed. People like Greg have encyclopedic knowledge of what has happened in these comic books.
I kind of just sit here in awe, and but at the same time,
awe or pity?
A little of both.
Yeah.
But it also makes me hate Batman as a character because that dude should shoot people every now and then.
No!
Yeah, he should.
So I can table the Borderlands video. Here's how you find it, ladies and gentlemen. You go to Google and you put in Borderlands IGN video, the perfect party game, all right? That's going to take you to a bunch of Google search results. At the top of them is a GameSpot message board where someone linked off to our video.
Oh, okay.
Borderlands is for real gamers. And you can click through to that GameSpot message board. Then you click on the video link there, and there you go.
Couldn't you just...
So in order to get to our video, you have to go through the GameSpot forums?
I'm telling you how I found it. I'm guessing if I put
Borderlands is for real gamers.
IGN.
You know, you could also look up Borderlands on IGN, and it's going to be in the video playlist for Borderlands.
See, you'd love to think that, but awesomely, the guides people have posted about 14,000 videos on top of it, so you have to load them 10 at a time, and it's impossible to find what you want. Hmm.
Damn them for being so helpful.
Damn you, Stephen Ng, Mark Ryan, showing us how to do things. All right, there you go. That's better. IGN, Borderlands is for real gamers, and it's the first video. There it is.
Okay.
Borderlands is for real gamers is how the video is titled.
Okay.
All right, we're done now.
So, Greg, if Batman had a chance to shoot the guy that killed Robin's parents, would he do it?
No, he doesn't kill.
Somebody killed Robin's parents too?
Yes. Come on, dude, really?
Yeah, I know Batman's parents were killed.
Yes, they died in that flying trapeze circus.
I don't know anything about Robin, I'm sorry.
Did you not watch Batman and Batman Forever?
No.
Okay, well, it wasn't a good telling of the story, but you would have gotten the basics. You got the broad stroke. And my number one favorite Batman suit is the animated series one, which looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It really looks cool.
That's what I was
saying. They got his whole square jaw down.
Yeah, totally. It looks amazing.
His white eyes.
If you haven't seen these yet, go to IGN.com. Check them out.
I want to play a whole game that looks like that.
Wouldn't that be awesome if they had the entire skin for Batman
with Clayface?
Animated cities? Yes, yes.
Maybe there will be mods in the PC version.
Well,
that doesn't help.
I'd have to figure out how to buy a PC and work it.
You have to figure out how to buy one?
What is mods?
So to clarify, these are confirmed for the UK.
Yeah.
Not confirmed for the US.
Correct, but I bet most, if not all, they're all going to come here. They're not stupid. They want money.
But you might have to, like,
buy it from
two of them are going to be available at GameStop, and two of them are from Amazon.
But usually, even with that, then, it comes available eventually. All that content eventually gets released to the point where you can buy it. One day down the road.
Yeah. I'd have to go to like 8 different stores just to get.
Not and buy 8 different copies of the game. If you wanted them all at once, you'd have to. But you figure
I'm sure
maybe
you could live without some of them.
Exactly. And
you'd
I think
be surprised.
The collector's edition, I wouldn't be surprised if it came with all of them, kind of like Infamous did.
Greg Miller, I'd hate to be in your shoes.
Why is that?
Because come November 1st, you have a hell of a decision to make.
Oh my God.
Are you going to play Uncharted 3?
Yeah.
Or you're going to play Lord of the Rings, War in the North.
Oh, my God, I know.
You have to decide.
The juggernauts going up against, a really interesting story with really great graphics. And then Uncharted 3. Hey, everybody. Look at me shoot stuff and hang around things.
I actually don't have anything against Lord of the Rings, War in the North. I haven't played it. It might be a good game.
I don't like fantasy.
Yeah. It's just interesting. They announced the release date this week, and it's the same day as Uncharted 3. And I don't know why anybody would want their game to come out that day.
Yeah.
Probably I guess the difference is that... ahead of Skyrim. Because it's an RPG, right?
Yeah. And 360 people have nothing to go with, right?
That's the thing. Exactly. Uncharted 3 is a PS3 exclusive, so Lord of the Rings is on both consoles and PC, so I guess that's what I think.
If anybody wants to videotape themselves in line for Uncharted 3 at midnight, and you get up there and you say, Lord of the Rings, War in the North, I will promote that video.
But you have played that game, right? You've previewed that game.
No, I have not.
You've not played
I've set up things like trailers and whatnot, but I've never actually played it.
Okay.
Because I'd just be like, where's Ganondorf? Where is Harry Potter?
Where's Ganon?
Where is Ganon? I heard he's not in this game either.
Where's the part
IGN top story?
Where's the part where you wake up on a broken train and your tank explodes?
Now you're back to Uncharted references.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Does anything blow up in those games?
I have to imagine.
In Uncharted?
Yeah.
You think something
probably?
Will blow up?
It's probably about time.
I don't think so.
I always said the game doesn't have enough exploding vehicles.
He gets a flat tire on his bike, and that's the only. Otherwise, there's no vehicular damage in the entire game.
Okay. Interesting.
Altano, what games do you like? You have something against every game.
I love.
He just did Uncharted in 5 minutes. That's why he's got something against.
No, actually, I love the Uncharted games. It's just like going through all the footage and breaking the story down to 5 minutes kind of killed me. It kind of made it like, oh man, these are pretty dumb on paper, but so are most video games, though. I think I could take anything that I loved and broke it down to 4 or 5 minutes and hate it.
How about sex?
That's already 4 to 5 minutes.
I mean, you can
on a good day.
Well, good news, Greg.
Oh, good. Finally.
Some of the best events we've gone to in our careers have been true crime, Hong Kong events.
Yes, the one, right, where I got kicked in the face by the stripper.
Well, there was that one, and then there was also the big Activision event at Staples Center.
Oh, where I got downstage.
Yeah.
Where I got backstage. Okay. Yeah. No. Okay. Are they bringing it back? Did I miss this story?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it's still alive. Square Enix has picked up that game.
Nice.
It will not be called True Crime anymore.
Yeah, they didn't buy the title.
That's the thing.
They just bought the code.
The True Crime brand still belongs to Activision. So to catch people up to speed, True Crime Hong Kong was canceled by Activision earlier this year.
It looked really bad when they showed it like 2 years ago.
And they'd been showing that game for a long time. It was a long in development game.
It didn't look that bad.
Yes, it did.
It didn't look bad.
He's like hitting butcher knives in people's heads, and the butcher knife is like moving around side to side.
That's just like real Yakuza's, though. That happens all the time in Japan.
It wasn't. He was moving the blade. The blade was moving on its own.
You've never been in a Japanese blade. Street
Yeah, fight, I've never hit somebody in the head with a butcher knife.
You know nothing about actual true crime.
But now Square Enix has picked up the game.
What are they going to call it?
That's the thing. They have not announced that it's the name.
Final Fantasy.
Can we start a contest?
40.
Yeah, what should it be called? It's still in development by United Front Games. And so originally it was scheduled for release on PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3, but they have not commented on any changes in the release schedule or what platforms it'll end up on. But the game will still come out. It'll just be called something else.
Non-fiction infractions, Hong Kong.
Out this week on Xbox Live Arcade is Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, part of Summer of Arcade.
Damon, how did that come together?
It's very good.
Okay, good.
The game is very good.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. It has this great art style. The animator has done, he's got like shows on Nickelodeon, I think. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not totally mistaken, I think he was involved in Iron Giant.
That sounds right. I remember getting a PAX East demo of this, and that sounds right.
That is some good street cred right there.
It's a sort of, the game is like a Metroid Castlevania Symphony of the Night style game.
Symphony of the Night. A Metroidvania. I hate that word, but it works.
I use it usually.
I hate it because it means it's a game I have to play.
Damn it.
I'm like, no.
They're like, that's like one of my favorite type of games.
Yeah, me too.
I love those games. So you're exploring the titular Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet in your flying saucer. And gaining, you know, finding power-ups that will give you access to previously inaccessible areas. There's lots of backtracking. Fun weapons that you find, some puzzles to solve. Really cool game. My only problem with it is that it's short, for one thing, but also, more importantly, the pacing is off, so I don't feel like there's like a good art to it, and there's not a big ramp-up to the climax. I didn't realize...
How many hours did it take you to beat it?
4 or 5.
Because I kind of like that.
That's
a cool Saturday afternoon for me.
Something,
but that's
conquer,
what I'm saying. Yeah,
and move on.
But what I'm saying is like, I didn't realize I was fighting the final boss until I beat him in the credits roll, and I was like, oh, that's the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if it were paced out a little better, I'd feel more of a ramp up. You know, I didn't realize I'd save the planet. Like, so I feel like the game or the developers failed to tell me that story.
And, gotcha. You
know, but I still recommend it. I gave it an 8.0. Really fun. Beautiful game, like you said. If you're into Metroidvania games, you should definitely check it out. What else are we going to talk about this week? Oh, IGN Reader. So talking about what you were saying for these short games, IGN Reader Cap'n Fury
good name.
Says you could buy this or you could buy Trenched or Bastion for the same amount, but get a lot more and play those until you wait for Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet's price to drop. Which is the thing about Xbox Live Arcade games. They always have deals of the week.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And they're actually really good deals. You know, you get these games for half off. So that's really cool for the gamers. But then a lot of us have been trained now to just wait, you know, until they go on sale.
Yeah.
They're released at $15 and people are like, well, I'll just wait. You know, in six months, they're going to be half that price. You know?
Well, which is kind of exactly what Nintendo's going through right now with they just announced today they're kind of holding off on saying how much the Wii U is going to cost because they know anyone they say, hey, this is going to be $400, everyone's going to go, yeah, but 4 months later, it'll be $270 because you guys have a terrible track record now. So I don't know. I like to buy things when they come out.
Yeah. There's that, you bought that excitement.
And you bought a 3DS when it came out. And look what that got you.
I think I need to have like the right amount of desire. Like, I mean, if something like Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, I could wait. You know, but there are other games where I'm like, no, I need this now.
Yeah.
So.
Listener Kenny Gold writes in, says, I think the issue people have with spending $10 to $20 on XBLA games that are relatively short, when they can get a full $50 to $60 game at GameStop with far, far more content and then sell it back for $20 to $30. Some iPhone games are selling well because they're only $1 to $2. They're impulse buys, and the fact of the matter is you get more for your money with Cut the Rope than you do with Limbo. For gamers on a budget who don't have access to free games like you all do, I understand why they stay away from what they feel are overpriced downloadable games. I guess I see his point about, you know, even if the game costs $60, you can at least sell that back. You can't get anything back for your downloadable games.
Yeah, but you are getting more content if something costs four times more. Yeah, but I wouldn't say
that's true.
I mean, it's not a hard rule, but I wouldn't say that something like and I love Cut the Rope and I love Limbo, but I wouldn't say that one is more memorable than the other based on money. Like, Limbo is incredibly memorable.
Yeah, I would say Limbo is more memorable.
Yeah.
It had more of an impact on me. But like, I like Cut the Rope, too.
I'm not going to sit around years from now and be like, oh, man, remember that Cut the Rope puzzle where I cut that rope and the candy fell in the monster's mouth?
You say that now, but we'll see.
No, but I'll remember
when
the
you're
part.
On VH1's, I love the aughts.
I love old games.
Entertainment Weekly has been calling them the Audis.
The Audis?
Yeah. I like feel
the
about
car?
That.
No, it was, but spelled O-U-G-H-T.
Oh, really?
I-E-S. Yeah. I didn't know if we wanted to get behind that or not. That.
Yeah, no. I'm not sold on that yet.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll think about it. Sorry, Entertainment Weekly. Hold off on your t-shirts.
Speaking of t-shirts, we're going to have exclusive IGN t-shirts to give away.
Say what?
Yay!
For people who come to our panel at PAX and our meet and greet. You know, this is the only, they're going to be limited editions.
Are there totally every tag is numbered.
Yeah. The only way to get them, we're going to have like 500 or so. So the only way to get them will be to come to our panel or our meet and greet at PAX. So
Damon, who made it? Who made the design for the t-shirts?
Brian Altano did.
Yay!
And I don't want, spoilers, they're awesome.
Yeah. Yay! Thanks for showing them to me.
Now I want to see what they are.
Nope. We'll go look after the
maybe
podcast.
You should go to PAX.
Speaking of deals of the week on Xbox Live, Christine, this week's
deals of the week.
This week's deal.
I don't have that much money.
There's a deal of the week.
Excuse me, sir. I have no job.
Deal of the week. Let me unload the deal of the week on your face. The Dealosaurus Rex is here.
Hey, Dino.
I'm not Dino.
No, deal of the week.
I'm a Dilosauraptor.
Oh, my God.
Keep going. Go.
Deal of dinosaur name. Greg, help me.
Hey, I'm homeless, kids. You want the deal of the week? Get in my van.
But you said you're homeless.
Well, I got this van the other day.
Hey, that's not a deal. That's your
deal of the week.
Speaking of homeless people in their vans.
Yeah. Cool.
I love that game. Is that coming out this week? Homeless people in their vans?
I don't know. Have you already talked about this on a podcast? How there was a homeless person in your U-Haul rental truck over the weekend?
Oh, no. I don't think I have.
So Christine moved over the weekend.
Yes.
And when she went to get her...
You and Greg helped.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
I was designing t-shirts. You can get them available at
when she went to get the U-Haul, they told you it wasn't
forever.
Quite ready yet because...
Because a homeless person had been sleeping in it. Because this truck was not on their normal lot. It was like a block away in some vacant lot that apparently they decided to not lock their trucks there.
You should have moved him into your apartment. And just
I think it was actually a girl, but
really,
yeah.
How do you know?
Because she came back over to the truck and dumped garbage in it, and then walked away. And then you weren't there for
no,
this.
No, what?
And then I looked at the people who were there from U-Haul, like, what the fuck? Sorry, what the bleep?
It's okay.
We're allowed to curse.
Okay, and they were like, oh, that's the girl that was sleeping in the truck. And then they just picked up the garbage that she threw in there and threw it away in a trash can.
So they knew they were just cool.
I was
with
so
this.
Furious.
They like did not care at all.
Well, but you got her $75 back now?
And yeah. She apparently peed in the truck, so...
Ooh. So we get there, we wait the 25 minutes. They can't find this U-Haul. They can't call the guy who's looking for the U-Haul because they didn't have his number. They finally show up with the U-Haul after telling us it's probably because there was a homeless person sleeping in there cleaning it out. They get there, yeah, there was a homeless person sleeping in it. We didn't clean it out yet. So they go back, they hose it out. They come back out, and it's
like
just... They
wet.
Give us a soaking wet truck, and they start tossing the moving pads. I'm like, no, you're not giving us this truck. Go get towels and clean this truck. They're like, we don't have towels. So they came back with more moving pads, and they laid those out on the ground to soak up the water. So we climb in the truck. We start driving. There's a porno magazine page ripped out, hanging from the visor.
Which is interesting, since if it was a girl...
Well, they don't lock the back of the truck. I don't understand how the porno stuff got in the cab of the truck.
Some girls do enjoy porno magazines.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Some girls enjoy other girls.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying, you know, it's just an interesting detail.
It was very...
Just pointing it out.
It's true.
So I love the notion of this woman sleeping in the back of a truck being like, I would never look at porn.
So we get there. It smells like pee in the back. Finally, when we get to actual Christine's new place, I'm unloading the cab. I find a little baggie of white powder in the door. And I was like, ugh, this is terrible. So I just tweeted
That's pot, right?
I tweeted angrily. Yes, it's pot. I tweeted angrily at U-Haul all day long. Then I emailed them. The next day, and they're like, all right, no problem. We're going to credit you $25, and we're going to give you a gift certificate for $25 on your next rental. I'm like, no, you don't understand. We're not coming back. Yeah. You've lost the customer. This is not how it works. I'm like, we'll see what we can do. And then
the only reason at first, they're like, we're going to refund you $25 because that's what we usually charge people if the truck's dirty. And, you know, you already got the truck dirty, so we're just going to refund you that. And I'm like,
wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. But then they're like, all right, we're going to credit you $75. And I was like, okay, that's better.
So the summary of the story, kids, is don't use U-Haul. Don't use U-Haul. It was one of those things where I paid movers to move me, and like I would totally recommend doing that for the rest of your life. I'm going to do that the rest of my life. As long as I'm not like fired from
somewhere. If I had not been moving at such a last minute and on the weekend, I probably would have been able to find movers, but it was like,
yeah.
Hey, anybody, can you move me in like 4 days? And they're like, nope.
Steimer's bill was before all the refunds. Was just less than half of what I paid for the movers. And, like, for not having to inconvenience people or feel, like, indebted to them. And then on top of that, like, it took us really a long time that day, whereas it took the movers, like, 4 hours for me.
I say we boycott the U-Haul company.
Yeah, until they send us free pizzas.
Yep. Call Domino's for all your moving needs.
I want a lava crunch cake.
Deal of the week.
Yes, getting back to the deal of the week. This week's deal is now you can change your gamer tag for less.
Yes. It's only $3 less, but it's still less.
See, I didn't realize... They charge you money to change your gamer tag.
Yes, because what they do, it's not like PlayStation where you just have to create a new account. Like, they actually migrate over your achievements and your friends lists and everything. So they don't want people doing this a lot, I would imagine, because that's how people avoid, you know, getting banned and that sort of thing, you know. So I guess to discourage people from changing it constantly.
How much is it now?
It's $7
usually,
now.
Yeah, it's okay. Usually $10.
It's usually $10. I think it was more expensive before, but I guess now it's $10 usually.
Okay.
But yeah.
And this is a limited time offer.
This for the week. August 8th.
Oh, they call it, that's why they call it the deal of the week.
And it ends only for Xbox Live Gold members. So if you are a silver member,
What happened?
This is not.
I know you're a cheap bastard, so I'm assuming you're not a gold member.
I'm a gold member.
Sure you are.
I've been a gold member for years.
You just go home and play Wii all day. And
I don't even touch my Wii. I haven't used it in years. Hey!
But yeah.
This deal is available through August 8th.
Yes.
Listeners, so on the PlayStation 3, you can just change your username whenever you want.
No, you can't. But since accounts are free, you can just create a new username.
But then that account won't have your trophies.
Correct. It won't have your friends. You have to re-add everything.
Which I like. Don't be dumb, kids, if you're listening. Whenever the next thing comes out and you're going to make a username, don't be stupid about it. Don't give your long dong silver.
Moron 25. Hey, I want to change this.
So speaking to that, IGN reader Treed Mongoose says
I will change that for free.
Says
for you.
This goes back to what I was saying a few weeks ago to one of my friends. Think about what you want for a few days and write it down. Make sure if what you are all right with. Then he informed me my gamer tag is an oxide moron. I know I told him it is. And I really like mongooses, so they're hard and spry.
They are my spirit animal.
They're hard?
And that I am not the best video game player. So I told him I think it was a gamer tag that fits well. And besides, it is only a gamer tag, not a brand burnt into my hide.
That'd be awesome if it was.
It's not a tattoo. Of a mongoose.
As IGN reader, Treed Mongoose. I'm assuming that's also his gamer tag.
Ricky Tikki Tavi. Does anybody remember that?
No.
Oh. All right. It was an animated film about a mongoose saving a little boy's life.
Oh. That is something you've completely imagined in your own mind.
No. This is legitimate.
Do you remember Lamb Chop?
Yes.
Lamb Chop.
Got
a lot of fun stuff for you.
Wow. Wait, was that the puppet?
Yeah, damn right.
Okay. Yeah.
Shirley was the woman.
They had the song that never ends. Yes, it goes on.
Yeah. Some people.
Let's check in with the listeners.
Hey, listeners.
This is Elliot.
Elliot.
He's 16 years old.
Elliot.
He says, I'm having some problems in my social life.
Elliot.
Yeah, you're helping. I'm hoping maybe you could give me some insight. I have not been having a great summer so far, mostly because I have been lonely most of the time. I am a very outgoing and social person, but a very large and frustrating problem is that I don't have a friend or wingman to hang out with. So essentially, I go to the beach and hang out by myself. This had not bothered me that much until a week or so ago. I was at the beach and bumped into a couple of female friends at the pier.
Yeah!
They asked me to tag along with them.
Yeah?
We stopped in an ice cream shop and sat down to eat. While we were there, a guy passed by the store that one of the girls had a beef with. She was talking about him, and without even realizing what she was saying, she blurted out, "What a fucking loser, hanging out at the beach all by himself." My heart sunk. This wouldn't be a problem if my group of friends were the partying kind of guys, but all they want to do is smoke pot and play video games. I have considered tagging along with some of my platonic girlfriends to parties, but I'm not sure if that wouldn't be creepy hanging out with girls. Please help. I don't want to spend the rest of the summer alone. It doesn't sound like this guy has a problem.
He doesn't.
First of all, he's hanging out on a beach and then getting picked up by girls. You're fine.
This sounds like the premise of like an Archie comic or something. Like he's at the beach. He goes to the ice cream shop. There's a bully.
I thought he was going to get fighting.
I thought the bully was going to kick sand in his face.
But if the girls are asking you, it's totally fine to go out with them later. Like, if they didn't want to hang out with you, they've been like, all right, cool, nice seeing you, bye.
And they can be your wing women to get you in with another girl who isn't already in the friend zone. And the thing here, keep in mind that she was mad at that guy about something else. It wasn't that the defining factor of his loserdom was that he was alone at the beach. It was just like that extra thing
you
say. That
was just something that she could take a stab at him for.
Exactly.
That wasn't aimed at you.
Yeah. No. You're probably sitting on the beach reading Vonnegut. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're hanging out with these girls at the beach. That's like what you're thinking. I didn't get to do that in the summers growing up in Kansas. I was just playing Platoon on my NES in my
how basement. That turned out.
This is Sean Evans. Hey, Platoon. Scoop Crew. I'm sorry?
Platoon.
Dude, that game has amazing music on the NES. Sean Evans says, hey, Scoop Crew, my gamer friends and I sometimes debate which TV shows would be hit video games. Our top five are...
Mad Men.
24, Lost, Star Trek Next Generation, Heroes, and Firefly. Are we nuts?
They made a Lost game, and it wasn't huge.
Lost game sucked.
Get in the banyan trees. The smoke monster's coming by. Get in the banyan trees. I have unlimited fuses. Go ahead and put them in the thing.
Why would Heroes make a good video game if it didn't make a good show?
Because if they didn't screw it up, it'd be great.
It would be like DC Universe Online or
No, I would want
champions.
I would
not good.
That's good. That's good. I'd rather be a narrative driven one, because Heroes in the beginning was awesome.
I liked the first season,
dude. Remember when Future Hero showed up on the subway train for the first time? I was like, this is gonna be amazing. And then they totally screwed it up, and he became a giant man child the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. And then Parkman was there, horrible wife he had. Poor Parkman.
I don't remember that.
He was a cop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always liked...
He's telling me to tell you, burn bright, not hot. Okay, I got it.
I stopped watching Heroes. When there was like that Mayan chick who started crying
Oh
every
my
time
god.
She cried every time she had to hang out with her brother or something.
Yeah. She killed everyone around her. And then for some reason... Now she's on Entourage, though.
Oh, yeah.
In a bikini. But that was the same season where, Siler, it was in Mexico for like 5 episodes in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Let him out of the car. Do something. I'm glad you got canceled.
Because it was
he
can time travel and he can resurrect people and she can heal people and he can steal everyone's powers. So we all have the same thing and nothing will ever happen ever.
Then you got that Milo kid. He's always talking out of the side of his
Milo
mouth. Wow. Peter Petrelli?
What were you talking about, Nathan?
He's always talking out the side of his mouth.
Awesome.
Open your mouth.
Girls.
He was also great in that Fergie video.
Which would be a great video game. Teen Mom would be another great
game. That'd be really good.
I would play that game.
I've always thought 24 would
Hoarders.
Be a good video game.
Agreed.
They probably have made a 24 game. It must not have been very good. But make it 24 levels. Each level you have an hour to save whatever, to stop the bomb or whatever.
Sure. And you have a 24-hour game.
Yeah. I never watched Star Trek Next Generation, but it'd probably make a good game.
Sure, why not?
It's a bunch of dudes sitting around.
Firefly, though. Firefly is all about like the writing and the humor. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Just be Uncharted? Boom-tsh.
In space.
Just kidding, because it's the same actor or the guy that everybody wants.
Firefly could play if they kept that humor in the great writing. Then if it played like Mass Effect, I'd get behind that.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a good game. This is Kenny Gould.
Okay.
Due to rumors that Battlefield 3 will have an online pass, do you think sales will be negatively affected by it? Many consumers, myself included, will not buy a game with an online pass, even if we would have gotten it new, simply to protest this anti-consumer practice, which stops us from loaning, trading, and selling our games, something we've been doing since the beginning of gaming. Given that only one person will be playing the game online at a time, server costs were paid for with the first purchase, thus making EA's excuse legitimate. How do you feel about this? Where I'm getting lost is where he's saying server costs are paid for with the first purchase.
He's saying the first person to buy it is supporting the server to be running.
Oh, okay.
Because they always say that, you know, more people are going to be playing it, blah, blah, blah. You need to be paying so that we can keep the servers up and going.
Yeah, but each copy of the game can only be used at one time, so
exactly. That
doesn't make sense.
It's basically we want you to buy this game new.
Yeah.
Yeah, support our developers.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that most of the people who are up in arms who are saying to you, Kenny, that they will not buy it will indeed buy it.
Oh, yeah.
The internet is full of people posturing.
Yeah. You know way too much about this game to pass up on it at this point, Kenny.
You're hooked. Ye's got the brains.
See you in the war fields, Kenny.
Kenny. Come to us. Oh, deal the week.
This is Andrew from Utah. I've played about 10 hours of Oblivion, and I got bored. It was moderately fun during that time. However, I'm wondering if I should play more or just wait for Skyrim to come out.
Wait.
For Skyrim. I don't know. Yeah, I also tried playing Oblivion recently, and I was like,
If you got bored with it, there's other games you can play.
I'm going to wait and then just play Skyrim.
Other good games out there. I am really excited for Skyrim. Johnny Martinez wanted to talk PAX Prime details, but I think we already covered that.
Sure. GamesCube panel. Serpent Theater, 1:30 Friday. Mm-hmm. Party to follow. Details to come.
T-shirts.
Damon DJing the next night.
Yep.
If you have a podcast or something you want to do with me, or if you just want to go hang out somewhere, let me know.
Okay. This is Johnny Martinez.
Hi, Johnny.
Wow, I picked two Johnny Martinez questions in a row.
Back to back. Wow.
Good thing we can answer.
I think you might have gotten two from Kenny as well.
Oh, this is a good one. You'll like this one, Brian.
Okay.
Quick question. What the fuck does Brian Altano do at IGN? I only see random stories by him or graphics, like the Nintendo Price Drop graphic he did for Jack's article. I love Brian. He's super funny, and his Call of Duty video is beyond funny.
But
I don't know what he actually does. Hope this makes it on the show, because I'm dying to know.
He's dying?
Mm-hmm.
To know!
I save lives, I guess. I don't know. You guys want to explain what I do?
Why don't you want to explain?
I hate
See, we don't know either.
Now. Brian is features and such.
Yes. He makes pretty pictures happen.
He makes pictures.
Yeah. And features editor.
He writes jokes.
Do that. Yeah.
He helps. Yeah, he puts the other features for IGN.
Give him buttered popcorn and jelly beans.
She does. She feeds me buttered popcorn and jelly beans daily, so I'm a trash compactor for IGN as well. Now, I basically, I write and illustrate feature content for IGN and help others facilitate their ideas, hopes, and dreams and try to make cool stuff for our site.
You're also a contributor to Knockin' Boots?
Yes, I'm on Knockin' Boots. Mm-hmm. I'm on pretty much every podcast here and there occasionally. Former GameSpider briefings, although we finally put that cow out to pasture. And
I like to think of you putting it down.
Yeah, we did.
You shot that horse in the head.
Apparently, we drank poison on the final episode.
I heard about that.
What?
Yeah, well, we had fans send us alcohol from all over the world, but because our fans were evil, they sent bad stuff. And someone sent this Polish liquor that apparently is used to clean razor blades.
What?
And you drank it.
And we drank it.
How did it taste?
Awful. It tasted like wet fire ants.
Wet fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what they taste like.
So that's what I do here at IGN.
So did that show end well? Did you guys get sloppy or what?
No, we said goodbye and waved and drank terrible liquor. Okay. It was good. It was anything you could have expected, but it's good. It's good to have closure.
So now there's no more GameSpotty briefings?
No, there is not.
Okay.
It is over.
So there's no GameSpotty podcast
it's
at all?
So long.
No, there is not.
Okay.
I have no idea what their plans are to do with that.
Wasn't the new guys in Australia?
Yesterday. Yes.
What's happening?
This is Bruce from Minnesota.
Bruce.
Given.
Brucey. Get in the van with Kenny Bruce. We're going to buy Battlefield.
We're going to war, Bruce.
Who wants a code? Activation code.
What was that, the world's saddest van robot?
Who wants an activation code? Get in the van with me, Bruce and Kenny.
Given at this year's E3, it seemed almost as if Microsoft was forcing all developers to somehow incorporate the Kinect into their games to get Xbox coverage. Do you think the Kinect is being forced on developers like the Wii was? And is it a silver bullet to the industry, or do console add-ons...
What does that mean? Is the industry a werewolf? What is it when it's not a werewolf?
Or do console add-ons as a whole just hurt consoles like Sega? So let's take this one thing at a time. Is Microsoft forcing developers to add Kinect functionality to their games?
No.
I think that they are heavily suggesting
encouraging
that,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
And saying that...
They're lightly prodding, yeah. I would say.
If you include Kinect, we might include you in our E3 press conference.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's probably happening.
Money.
And then his question is that a bad thing? No, I mean, like with Mass Effect 3...
Interfere with the regular gameplay, it's not a big deal.
I think it's going to be like extra stuff that you don't have to engage.
All the stuff is optional. Like, you can still play your games the way you like to play your games. If you want to play them like a little baby waving your arms around, you can do that too.
Where's that game, baby game?
I don't know. How do you build a gun with your hands in the air? That doesn't make any
crap,
sense to
what's
me.
What's that game called? It's a ghost? Or is that, no.
Ghostbusters.
Yes, it's in Ghostbusters.
Ghost Rider.
No, never mind. I can't remember the one with the gun.
Ghost Recon?
Ghost Writer.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Ghostwriter.
Ghost Dad?
STFU. Anyways.
Do console add-ons as a whole just hurt consoles like Sega? I don't know if he means like the 32X and the Sega CD.
Yeah, and the gun they had and all that crap.
But with, you know, the Wii had a lot of success with the Wii Balance Board.
Yeah.
People bought that even though. That. No, everybody bought it.
I don't know if that hurt. It's
because
anything.
It was of Wii Fit, and every mom at home is going, I'm going to use
I'm
this.
I'm
going to
get in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved how Rich George put on email the other day. Does anybody have a Wii? Is there a Wii Balance Board in the office?
And we all shrugged.
And then I ran, and then when we were moving, I found one behind my couch, just threw it away. I'm not dragging this back to the office. Garbage.
And did you throw away your Rock Band instruments?
No, I ended up taking those because they were there, and I was going to throw them away, but then the movers I hired showed up, and they had awesome wardrobe boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, can I use one of those for this? Like, sure, why not? It's like, awesome. So now it's just laying in my bedroom. Probably soon to be walked down to Goodwill.
Better than being thrown away.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just leave it out on the sidewalk there. Hey. I'm sure somebody pick it up.
Hey, Kenny. How you doing?
Tim says, I have a question for Greg.
Oh, God.
Which PS3 model should I buy? I have never owned a PlayStation console before, other than my PSP Go. I would like to try some older PS2 games, but I heard the fatter, backwards-compatible PS3 has overheating issues, and that I would need the extra hard drive space because 80 gigabyte won't be enough. Thanks in advance.
No sweat. I have an older PS3. It's not overheating. It's not doing anything. It's backwards-compatible, and I never use the backwards-compatible. So what I would do is buy the PS3 Slim. I don't see why you wouldn't. I don't think you need the backwards-compatible. I think you're fine. You figure God of War collected already. Team Eco, Shadow getting collected soon.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's PS2 has an amazing library.
You pretty much
there's
just
good
named
games.
Them all.
Yeah, there's good games to play right now. So don't worry about it.
Can
get
you
that.
Even find the old ones?
You have to go to like easily? A GameStop, or you have to go like a, you know, play it again or whatever, something like that.
Mm. Who wants to do that?
And then, of course,
in comparison to a Slim,
I wouldn't even want to venture a guess.
Okay,
seeing as how I'm sure it's different everywhere. And plus, I don't like buying used stuff. You never know what you're getting. I once sold a PS2 to a pawn store, but it only played the blue CDs. So they didn't know that, because I traded in with a blue CD. Nice. So they tried it, and it worked. I was like, great.
Wow. Take that, pawn store.
Yeah. So some kid bought that, thinking he was getting a PS2 that worked, and got home, and it immediately didn't work. I'm sorry. Sad. I needed the money.
You're a monster.
I was addicted to wings. I was in college.
I was addicted to wings.
Anyways, and then, yeah, the hard drive, it's really simple to swap in and out a hard drive. So when you buy it, I would just buy whatever Slim model is out there now. I forget, depending
it's
on the bundle. But the bundles have different ones in there, too.
Mm.
Buy a Slim model. Decide if that's enough for space for you, and if not, just buy a new hard drive off Newegg, because I run a 500 gig hard drive of mine, and it's fine. Mm.
How much of that space do you use?
A lot, actually, because
really?
Well, I don't own a computer at home, so all my songs and all my photos are on my PS3, and any videos I have too.
That's interesting. So you just take your work laptop home every night?
Correct. Mm-hmm. In case I have to write something, yeah. And then I have an iPad.
Speaking of wings. Brian and Christina, I just heard about this new place in the Mission called Mayhem, and they serve wings and tachos, which is tater tots with nacho toppings.
Holy crap.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I know, we got to go check this place out.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
I know, right? Field trip.
Tachos?
Yeah.
Wow. That was like the best thing I never knew I needed my whole life.
Yeah, seriously.
How have we lived so long without them?
Bacon?
I'm sure they can whip up some bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon tachos?
So, some bacon on the cheese and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, you're killing me.
Mm. Let's go right now. Mayhem, we're talking about you. Send it here. Kenny, pull the van around.
This is Golden Farsight. He says, I love listening to your podcast every Friday or Wednesday or Thursday or whenever it goes up. I would love to listen to you guys while drinking the perfect Game Scoop drink, but I forgot how to make it the way you guys do. Well, you know, we have to tell these people all the time. It's okay.
Okay.
We don't mind.
Okay.
If it is possible, can you refresh our memories so I can buy the exact drinks, thus having the feeling that I am sitting in with you guys, sharing laughs and a Floradora. Many thanks.
What you want to do
is
go to about.com. There they have a cocktail thing. You can put in Floradora. It'll come up on the app right there. The reason I send you there is, I mean, I'll tell you right now how to make it. You go there. All the comments are GameScoop fans who have found it the same way as you. You need framboge. Raspberry liqueur. How do you say it? You say it differently than me.
Framboise.
Framboise.
Framboise. Framboise is a different thing. Framboise is a different thing.
It looks like the Holy Hand Grenade from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Then you need ginger... No, that's right.
Gin is
what you need. And then you need...
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale. I'm right. Okay, cool.
As a garnish.
You need a lime wedge.
Or raspberries. Since you've got raspberries.
About.com recipe does not recognize raspberries.
Sometimes Rick House will make it with raspberries.
And it's delicious. I'm just telling you what it is. You need the lime juice as well. 1.5 ounces of gin, 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce of Framboise liqueur, ginger ale, a lime wedge for garnish. Pour it over ice.
And two scoops of tachos.
That is the preferred eatery.
This is Thomas Kempster.
Kempster.
He says, I don't really have a listener question.
Okay.
I have something I would like to share with all of you, beloved editors. This coming week, episode 214, marks my 200th GameScoop episode. I originally tuned in on October 26th, 2006, when I was still the tender age of 11.
Oh, my God. I was about to announce that's the 6th anniversary of the PlayStation 2 being released, and on top of that, that means he was 5 when the PS2 came out?
So to get some insight, I tuned in to get some insight on the Wii, which was still weeks from release. I recently scavenged this episode from the depths of IGN and listened to it, and I would lie if I were to say my eyes did not tear up.
Aww.
There are too many great classic Scoop moments to list, but my favorites would include Clayman's "Are you the hero of Kvatch? Goodbye" line. I don't remember that joke.
I was a fan at this point too. I wasn't on the show.
I was also 5 years old.
Clayman apparently said something. Are you the hero of Kvatch? Are you the hero of Kvatch? Goodbye. But I don't remember what that is. Maybe some of our listeners can remind us what that is. When you had Tara Patrick on, as well as Hugh Jackman, the songs Made from Lava, It's Ryan, and Damon Hatfield is a Cat, and finally episode 100, when everyone switched personalities on the video podcast, and Charles finally said penis.
All right.
Anyway, you guys have been a huge part of my life, every Friday at least, and as weird as it sounds, I consider you all my friends.
I forgot that we did that. We switched personalities. What a goofy idea. I forgot all about that. And I remember that was a big deal. Like, we all had, like, costume changes and shit. I forgot all about that. Yeah.
You always pull through every Friday to give me great chuckles. So here's to another 200. Scoop!
Aww. We love you too. You're definitely one of our friends. Remember, kids, if you listen to this, you are not a fan. You are a friend. You get us at our most normalcy moments. This is who we are.
You get us at our most normalcy moments. I think that should be our tagline. Can we add that to the shirt, Brian? You get us at our most normalcy moments.
Oh, my God.
IGN. Anyone can write here. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
We have no criteria. Who cares?
One last email. This is from Kyle, and he has a very clever suggestion on how to make Charles say penis.
Okay.
Why don't you just get him to say happiness? and then do some clever editing. So on the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
So he's like, hot penis, hot penis, hot penis, hot penis.
Was it like in middle school? It was Pen 5.
Yeah.
Pen 15. The Pen 15 club.
Yeah. Proud member of that club.
Next time we have Charles on the podcast, he can be hard to get on here. He's a busy Canadian. We have to figure out ways to get him to say happiness.
Exactly. Now
and then I'm gonna isolate it, and I'm gonna loop it, and I'm gonna make a sound the Charles on it soundboard.
I actually think. Cry. Give me what movie has happiness in the title?
Well, there's a movie called Happiness.
Who's in it?
Top 5 movies with happiness in the title. Number 5, Happiness.
Isn't that the one with everyone has all the fucked up sexual...
Don't watch that movie.
That movie is fucked up,
Don't watch that
movie.
That movie is sexually terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
It's disgusting.
Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, and he's basically fulfilling the fantasy of a writer chick who wants to be raped.
Well, yeah.
And then his kid's trying to masturbate in front of a dog.
And there's a pedophile involved.
Oh,
and
there's
like,
a baseball coach, right?
Wait, why is this movie called
Yes, yes. One, sorry?
That's the trick. See, it's got cartoon characters on the cover, and you and a date will be like, oh, what a wonderful movie to watch tonight, and then you'll go and watch it.
And
you'll
be terrified and not want to have sex.
It's an interesting movie. You might want to watch it someday, but it's not a date movie.
No, it's
definitely
not.
Yeah. What are the movies?
The Pursuit of Happiness? Movies?
Yes.
No. There we go. That's how we do it. He'll be in here. We'll try to say. Oh man, what is that Will Smith movie where he's got the kid and he's.
I am Legend.
We refuse to let the podcast go forward until he gets to it. Yeah. So it'll be awkward silence.
You guys will have an easier time getting him just to say penis than happiness. In normal conversation, he's not going to be like, that game brought me great happiness.
If we ask about Shogun, Total War 2,
we got to figure it out.
What other words have penis in them that we can make him say out of his mouth?
Listeners, make sure you're following me on Twitter so you can keep up with the games I'm gaming and the music I'm making. Remember, Damon is spelled Daemon. That's all the scoops we have for this week. But thank you, Greg. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Christine. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out. Come get up. Beware. IGN GameScoop.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.